this great principle. Inasmuch as we do not accuse Christianity of killing, we do not, and they should not accuse Muslims of adopting the doctrine of killing. Christianity is not responsible, we don't hold it responsible for the killing of millions of people in all ages and in modern times, from the Crusades till World War II. We do not accuse Christianity and hold it responsible for the killing of people. And just to your knowledge, people killed in World War I and II are more than the people killed in fights with Muslims between themselves many, many times. Similarly, we should not hold Islam responsible for any crime committed by a deviating Muslim. Our job, brother, is to guide Muslims. Brothers and sisters, in Islam, we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it forbidden to kill people. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Do not kill any human soul which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made forbidden to kill, except in due rights, according to the laws. Not only this, we have so many aspects of this principle of protecting the sanctity of a human soul. Following will be some examples. Suicide in Islam is forbidden, and Islam highlighted this very much, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam warned of committing suicide. You have no right over the life Allah has given you, because it is a divine gift. And the great men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over ages, they said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَا خَلَى عَنْهُمَا مَوْجُودٌ نِعْمَةُ الْإِيجَادِ وَنِعْمَةُ الْإِمْدَادِ. Two bounties every human being is given. The first one of them is being brought into existence. The second, being given sustenance to continue living until the very last minute of our lives. This life was given to us, a great bounty bestowed upon us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no authority to destroy it. We have to protect it in every means. This is why in Islam, smoking is forbidden, because of the harm it causes and the destruction of the tissues of the body. In Islam, it is forbidden even to kill people under any allegations. Even if it is euthanasia, it is forbidden in Islam. The human soul is sacred. Furthermore, the jurists derived from the various verses of the Quran and the words of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, five major principles which Islam protected, called al-kulliyat al-khams, the five major principles Islam came to protect the human life. Islam came to protect the divine injunctions. Islam came to protect people's chastity. Islam came to protect sanity. Islam came to protect wealth. And any legislation that goes against these five principles would not be divine, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to establish this balance, equilibrium, between people's needs in life and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to do. This is why in Islam, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not task any soul beyond its capacity. Look at the injunctions in the Sharia. We are ordered to fast. But if we are traveling and we are tired, we can break our fasts. We are forbidden to drink wine. But if someone is thirsty and in the desert and there is nothing to drink and about to die, Islam doesn't let people to die. They can drink wine in order to survive. الضرورات تبيح المحظورات. The rule of necessity. Human soul is protected. Is in one beautiful piece of tradition, in the words of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, killing one human soul brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala onto humanity. And one human soul in Islam is more precious than the pieces of stones of the Kaaba itself, because it's honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created man. And this is, brothers and sisters, if we look at how we came into this world, onto this globe, we came from the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from clay and made us all equal, and we all belong to one forefather, Adam, peace be upon him. We are better before God in as much as we obey him and follow his injunctions. We are better in as much as we behave well in the society and protect each other's rights to live, to own, chastity, sanity, and the practice and the freedom of religion. Coming to talk about this subject, brothers and sisters, for me is quite strange, because I come from Syria, from Damascus, probably the safest place in the world, one of the safest places in the world. People walk midnight, 2 o'clock after midnight, downtown Damascus, with no one fearing to be robbed or mugged or killed. Can you do this here in London? Can people do this in New York? I doubt it. I doubt it. If there's no peace, there wouldn't be any respect for the human life. And in Islam, we stress on the importance of peace in the society. Peace which would lead to the protection of the blood and money, the protection of people's rights equally. You will never find, brothers and sisters, in the Islamic world, any sheikh or any mufti or any authority giving you a license or a fatwa to kill any person on the face of the earth. There is no such thing at all. This is why I stand here proudly talking about Islam, not defending Islam, but rather showing these great pearls of wisdom which were brought to humanity. When people in the UK here were mutilated and punished with penalties invoked by King Henry VIII upon playing football in this country here some centuries ago, people played football, and for playing football they were mutilated and punished. Muslims were freely playing polo in the Arab world, in Egypt and Persia. So you see how Islam so early protected people's rights and did not allow mutilation, did not allow penalties that would inflict on people disabilities without any due rights. And the best way to protect the human soul is to follow the path of Islam. I am sure that we have here so many guests, and many of the people of this country, non-Muslims, are amongst us. And I would like to invite them and call them all to be Muslims. If you want to have the most peaceful society, then be a servant of Allah and follow the final message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is no cure for terrorism, because the cause of it is not religion. The cause of it is politics or economy, poverty sometimes, or social problems. Islam offered solutions, and these solutions are working on a large scale, and I believe Islam can offer a great solution to this country. And I'm glad now to hear that the British government started cutting down the budget. Finally, they are applying one of the major instructions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He's saying, ما عال من اقتصد. When you look at your spendings, when you carefully look at your spendings, then you will never have any deficit. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam laid down for us. Brothers and sisters, this is the theory. I like to go into practice. We're going out of this conference with a heavy load of thoughts, quotes, ideas, words. We need something to practice. I'm sure that many of you suffer while living in these societies discrimination because you're Muslims. Many of you are discriminated against at work or in schools or in other places, and just because you're Muslims. I know there is an ongoing dialogue on every level in order to explain this great religion of Allah, which is the only valid religion on the face of the earth, but you need to work. I'm coming from Syria. I don't know how often I can come, every few months. But every one of you should be a public speaker. Every one of you, brothers and sisters, even young kids in schools, should be public speakers, defending Islam, talking about it, showing its value, showing its great principles to the peoples of this country. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, if the peoples of this country and other European countries were shown the right message of Islam, they would rush to embrace Islam. People of this country are so good. They are not our enemies. The people of this country are not our enemies. I can understand if someone is killing someone in Afghanistan or in Iraq. I understand if there is some feud. But the peoples of this country, brothers and sisters, are not our enemies. How could we ever invite them and call them to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we hate them? Go out, brothers and sisters. Let every one of you be a shaykh. Let every one of you be a caller to the path of truth. Let every one of you be a representative of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing his character, showing his beautiful amana, sidq, showing this peace from which the word Islam is derived. Peace be upon you, brothers and sisters. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah reward you for your listening. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Takbir! Takbir!